Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And what we say on Money Life is, you have to understand both sides of the equation. Not just the, hey, this is what I want to buy, but this is what I want to sell and why. It's not necessarily, oh, let's go out and bet against these stocks. It's that you want to make sure you have a discipline in place. Many, many people have a buy discipline. They'll tell you, and I talk to average investors, oh, this is what I look for and this is what I buy. And then you ask them what their sell discipline is, and they're like, well, I sell it when I lose confidence. Well, that's not necessarily a discipline. And so each week, we not only give you the buy of the week from Charles Rotblat, but we have him back to give you the sell of the week. The buy of the week yesterday was the Navigators Group, ticker symbol NAVG. We'll find out what the sell is in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you, Charles Rotblat is editor of AAII Journal, the author of Better Good Than Lucky. You can get information on the journal where you get information on the American Association of Individual Investors. That's AAII.com. You can follow Charles on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. And that's all we need to say before we say, Charles, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
American Vanguard.
American Vanguard is ticker symbol AVD. Last time we talked about this company, we were saying nice things about it, weren't we?
We were, and every once in a while, and it doesn't matter how good your system is or how good a stock picker you are, every once in a while you'll have a stock and you'll think to yourself, man, I wish I had that one back. And this is one of those stocks. We talked about the stock in February, and at the time we thought the company had bottomed out. This company makes chemicals for agriculture, insecticides, herbicides, fungicides. When we talked about it in February last year, the company had been hurt by the bad rainstorm, and we thought that was temporary. It was a weather-related issue. The valuation looked attractive, and we expected the company to turn things around. This year, because of the prolonged winter, the corn planting season has actually been curtailed, and that's hurt sales. And on the surface, you would say, well, it's another weather-related event. We should give this more room. But the reason why we just sold it from our stock superstars report is that the company is having inventory problems. We're seeing inventories build up throughout the company's distribution system. And what concerns us is that management doesn't seem to have a good grip on how much inventory is at the retailers. So they previously ramped up production. They've shipped out more inventories. Things aren't selling because of the bad weather. Farmers are just buying less. And it doesn't look like the company is not only not adjusting quickly enough to the conditions, but we're starting to have questions as to whether or not management really understands just how slow inventory is moving through the system. As a result, we're changing our opinion of the stock. When you have an opinion of the stock and you realize that your opinion or your outlook for the stock happens to just be wrong, or facts develop that actually cause you to alter your opinion of the stock, that's a time you need to say to yourself, does the reason I bought it still apply? And in many cases such as this, the answer will be no. And that's when you just cut your mistakes, you cut your loss, and you move on. And that's what we're doing.
So we can sum it up this way.
Cut. Sorry. Try this again.
Yeah. We're cutting the losses on this one. Now, that said, of course, if somebody bought it, you know, they haven't gotten the kind of performance they wanted. They've seen it ride down. What you're obviously saying here is there's a lot of opportunity cost. It's not that you think there couldn't be a turnaround. You now just think that there's bigger problems that have come up due to the weather, due to the buildup of inventories. But how bad could it get from here since it's already been on the downside?
Well, there's a couple things we can look at. One, I talked about inventories, and just to quantify what I'm saying about inventory turns, which is basically how quickly does inventory turn over? Higher numbers are better. Inventory turns have worsened from 2.6 in 2012 to 1.4 over the last 12 months. We've now seen this being carried out to operating margins, which are now at 9.8% versus 16.8% in 2012. And I'm using 2012 numbers because 2013 was affected by the weather. As a result, we've seen analysts cut their 2014 consensus estimate to 71 cents from $1.23 3 months ago. So we're seeing our problems, and the big worry is that if management doesn't have a good grip on inventory, is there going to be additional downside when the company reports second quarter earnings, when it reports third quarter earnings, especially if we see farmers switch to soy over corn because of the late planting season? That's why when I look at the stock, I think the downside right now is about 10%, which would bring the PE down to the industry median of 20. But I do think there's a risk of an even further downside, particularly if guidance gets cut again and the company again disappoints.
Because this was a stock that was worth buying, that you basically said, well, I bought it too early and now the opportunity costs are too big and I don't want to ride this out. Is this something that you're going to watch as it proceeds potentially down that 10% or more decline and say, I'm going to be looking for a spot where maybe I can buy this back? I think the original picture may play out, but it'll just be sometime down the line.
We're going to hold off because my concern with this company, and really our concern really with everyone on the portfolio committee for the SSR report, which includes me, is that management's not properly managing inventories, and that's our concern. We don't know this for a fact. We're just looking at what the company's saying. We're looking at the numbers. But when you have a situation where it appears that management doesn't have control of the inventories, doesn't have a good grip on how things are selling throughout the system, that raises questions about how well the company is being run. And we want to really see, not only from a price standpoint, but we want to see signs that this is purely just weather-related and that the weather has been worse than management has expected, and not a case where management really doesn't have a grip on how well inventory is moving.
It's American Vanguard, ticker symbol AVD, the sell of the week. A bit of a painful lesson because it was the buy of the week in mid-February. Charles Roteblatt says, cut your losses. Sorry about that one. Maybe check out this week's buy of the week. That was the Navigators Group, NAVG. The guest of the week, even when he's telling us to get rid of something he once touted, is Charles Roteblatt. He's the only one who joins us twice each week. He is, of course, editor of AAII Journal. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt. Get more information at AAII.com. Charles, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
We've just gotten started on the June 4th edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview when Money Life continues.